We're going to learn about Shavuot a little bit. When we finish Shavuot, we're learning Hilchot Tefillah. Let's see. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Tov lomar la tefillah shetiken ashlah al gidul habanim v'chinuchem et derech haTorah. Ve'omar ota af imcha l'erev Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat, af pi sheyesh bebakashat kefarat avonot. Hoil ve'hi ba'a k'chelek ha'tefillah mutar, ve'kodem kol mitaneh yom chamishi l'efa matanit. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's good to say a prayer that the Shlach Kadosh put together. He prayed a prayer about davening for our children that they should go in the right way. Yeah, so it's a good minhag to do. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, to say the prayer of the Shlach Kadosh. It's good to say it all the time, especially on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
Where do we find prayer?
A lot of sidurim have it. You can look it online, I'm sure.
Okay.
Now, by Google, I think holds it. Tefillah, the prayer of the Shlach Kadosh, about the education of the children. Beyom Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Bao Yisrael, El Mul Har Sinai, the Gemara says in Shabbos that on Rosh Chodesh Sivan day, on Rosh Chodesh, Am Yisrael came in front of Har Sinai, and in that day, it was a very special day. There was such unity between all of the Jews. We were one heart, mamash. Ke'ish echad v'lev echad. Lachen katva al kach haTorah. That's the Torah testifies and says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Nidal. Am Yisrael parked over there. They rested over there, and it says it, Vayichan, in Loshon of singular, not plural, Vayachanu, Vayichan, to say, to hint to us that they were all as one, mamash, they were together. Yesh b'chachmei Yisrael shomrim shibnei Yisrael ba'u la'ar Sinai b'yom p'tisivan. There are those that say that Am Yisrael that came to Har Sinai not on Alef Sivan, rather on Bet B'Sivan, as machloket in the Gemara. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that these 2 days, there's the Indian more to do even more peace between each other and more achdus, more unity between each other on these specific days, and Aleph and Sivan, especially, and also on Bet B'Sivan, and also all year round, but especially those 2 days, which Am Yisrael, there's a special light that comes out from Shamayim, that's the light that was then, which is the light of unity between Am Yisrael on Aleph Sivan and Bet of Sivan.
So it's a good day to have what?
To have?
A wedding.
A wedding? ראוי להתנהג בקדושה וטהרה כל ששת הימים של ראש חודש ועד חג שבועות, וזה יוסיף להעלאת גדולה לנשמתו וליראה את השם הנכבד. It's fitful to behave with extra holiness and purity on the 6 days between ראש חודש סיוון until including שבועות, right? And by doing this, one will add to his neshama a great light to help him serve Hashem better. It's holy days, 6 days we all say Tachan Moses. Nahu nagu limana mitashmish amita v'shosh temi agbala shifnei chag shavuot shkatub alem bizman matan Torah iyu nicholim v'shosh yamim ad nikshu elisha. It's fitful, it's a custom, the person will not have relations with his wife in 3 days before Shavuot. Yeah? Unless, of course, it's a mikvah night. If it's mikvah night, of course, he has to be with his wife. But otherwise, if it's not, if he's able to not to, it's better not to, 3 days before. And if she wants, you do what she wants. You don't say, I'm holy, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, and of course, the Shavuos night is even a stronger minhag. The person should not be with his wife unless it's her mikvah night, and of course, he has to be. אין אומרים תחנון ואין מתענים מראש חודש סיוון עד י' ג' בו. We don't say תחנון, we don't fast from ראש חודש סיוון until י' ג' סיוון, not including י' ג', meaning 12 days, א' ב' ג', till י' ב', including י' ב', and not י' ג', 12 days, why? Because 6 days before was the preparations from ראש חודש preparations for receiving the Torah, so it's happy days. Afterwards, we have Shavuot. After Shavuot, we have days. Have days which, if someone was not able to bring the korban on Shavuot, he still has another 7 days to bring the korban, and 6 days afterwards to bring the korban. Yeah. So therefore, since every day is to be a possible day to bring in the korban Pesach, we don't say the korban of Chag Shavuot. Therefore, we don't say Tachanun. And some don't say even until you Gimel Sivan. Because in Chutz La'aretz you have another day, so maybe you have another day for bringing a korban. So, Erev Shavuot. The Pesach Matkilim Seurim. On Pesach, everyone knows we bring korban Omer, right? And this on the 10th Zion of Nisan, exactly a month ago from yesterday. Zion of Nisan, we brought korban Omer Seurim. It's Seurim. It's made out of barley. But on Shavuot, we grew. Barley is food of an animal. And donkeys, horses, they eat barley. Humans, most humans, as bread, we don't eat barley. What do we use?
Wheat.
Okay? So we grew. We grew from being an animal.
You sure?
To bring a korban that's made out of wheat. And also another thing. It also hints that on Pesach we were redeemed from Egypt. The bodies were redeemed, but we weren't. The soul was still a slave. We didn't get the Torah yet. Still, so we just bring a korban, which is food of the body of animals. And then later in Shavuot we got the Torah. We redeemed our soul from the galus of Mitzrayim. So if we bring a korban, which is for man, which is
we elevate ourselves from the 49th level.
-49 plus 49 50.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. We did a lot, huh? Melacha. It says in the that if anyone does work melacha, I'm talking about like sewing or barber or whatever, like a real like a something sefer was writing a scribe. Anyone does melacha on Erev Shabbat or Erev Yom Tov after Chatzot of the day. And the malacha has nothing to do with the Shabbos or Yom Tov. He will never see any blessing for what he did. Let's say he thinks he's going to make now. I'm going to write this mezuzah now. I'm going to write this mezuzah. Yofi, I'll make some more money. It's Friday afternoon or Erev Yom Tov afternoon. Something will happen. He's not going to make money from that mezuzah. So it's not worth it. But if it has to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov, let's say this mezuzah. It's the only mezuzah he has, and he has to put up a mezuzah now. Of course he's allowed to write it. But if he didn't take a haircut before, so of course he's allowed to take a haircut for the chag even after chatzot. All the malachas, or he didn't sew his clothes, but no, of course he's allowed to sew it for Yom Tov. But not for after Yom Tov. Chatzot. Okay? Also on Erev Shabbat. You do malachot only they have to with Shabbat. And with Shabbat, you don't do it. On Shabbos afternoon, you're not going to start cooking. From a lava mark. Okay. Achila. El lechol v'erev yom tov b'chatzotayim kadeh shiuchal v'alei te'avon avon 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 avon. You're not supposed to eat an erev yom tov from chatzot and on a meal. Why? So you can be hungry for the chag meal at night. You're allowed to eat cake and the cookies or
fruit.
Some fruit or whatever and drink whatever you want, but not to sit and have a meal with chicken and meat and rice and potatoes, and you're going to come to Yom Tov Pecha. Your wife's going to share the food, it'll taste a little bit. It's Zilzul B'Yom Tov. It'll be degrading Yom Tov. So I shouldn't do that. Okay. There's a minhag. An Erev Shavuot, to put green, all kinds of green leaves in the shul, also in the homes.
Plants too?
Flowers. Plants, flowers. Why? What's the minhag? Because Mount Sinai was bare before Hashem decided to put under the Torah. It was bare, it was just a little mountain in the middle of the desert. And then Hashem made it bloom, and all kinds of beautiful plants and grasses grew on it, which were very nice. So zechel to that, we put also all kinds of greens and grasses and flowers and stuff in the house. And it's very nice. do extra than Shabbos. If you usually buy one bouquet of flowers for Shabbos, although you don't have to buy a bunch of bouquets, which are so expensive. You could also go to the flower store, tell all kinds. Give me four of these. Buy a bunch, 50 shekels, a lot. You get a lot more than you get in a bouquet. And you make your own at home in cups. You make a few of these, put three, put it all over the place, this and here and there. And the whole house is blooming. And we don't have a big bouquet, you don't know. Or you could also, what we did as kids all the time, we used to go and cut from the trees and put it in the house. It's a minag, no chayam, it's nice. It gives the feeling. Also, especially that Shavuos is not a holiday, there's no mitzvah in Shavuos. Yeah. No mitzvah, a special mitzvah doing Shavuos. Sukkot, we have Arba Minim, we have a Sukkah, Pesach, we eat Matzah, right? What do we do in Shavuot? The mitzvah to eat cheesecake, there's no mitzvah like that. So it's good to do it for something which is to make it special to you, to look special also. It is special. Even the learning all night, it's something from recent that we all do it. It used to be only the pious ones accustomed to stay up all night. Da, 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 da. It wasn't like that before, that everyone does it. Today almost everyone stays up all night. Alright, the Gaon Mivilna, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we started it as he says not to put plants in the shul. Why? Because the Christians do it on their holiday. They put a tree in the window, right?
Yeah.
So the Gaon says since they do it, you shouldn't do it. That's the Gaon Mivilna. So if you're talking to the Gaon, so don't put it in your shul and in your windows trees.
We start running away from everything they stole from us and do, we won't have much left of
it. So anyways, each one will do what they want, that's the God of Vina. The mice, everyone does, but unless they're a Talmid Yagon. Okay, now, if Shavuos falls on Sunday, like in this year, so when do you plant? When do you put all the plants up? On Erev Shabbat. Not on Shabbat. Yeah? Erev Shabbat, you put all the plants up, and you hope that they don't look like dead plants when Yom Tov comes in. That's why it's good in the water. It's a good idea.
And what about Shemitah?
Also.
We're in the
Shemitah year. How's Dusha? Yeah, sorry, you gotta put it in the... You have to buy, right, if you buy flowers this year, you have to buy it with a Hechshe. Shemitah Hechshe. You have to, must. Rav Efrati gives. It has a hologramma. Hologram, you call it in English?
Hologram.
Hologram on it. And it's kosher for Shemitah. Mm-hmm. And when it dies out, you gotta throw it out. Point is that it wasn't farmed by Jews or whatever. Or it's brought in B'chutz La'aretz. It's a thing also in Chutz La'aretz, because you know most flowers in Israel go, don't stay here. You go to Chutz La'aretz. Most. They export them. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're buying flowers, I remember, it reminds me, I was in France once, and more than once, but one time that I was there, I walked in the store. All the fruits and vegetables, usually Arabs in Paris. The Jews, they do glasses and telephones, and the Arabs do fruits and vegetables. So I walk into the store and he sees us, we're dressed like Jews, the Arabs, he says, he's from, he was from Syria or somewhere, I don't know. He started talking with us because my friend knew Arabic also, they spoke with him. So he says, oh, you know, you're from Israel? Yeah, this is from Israel, this is from outside, two things. So he knew exactly what not to buy. You don't know what's going on with Shemitah. It wasn't Shemitah then, but you don't know what's going on with Orla and Masrot and all kind of things. So, tispoet, haircut. Yistaper ito tzubona v'richat v'pnei ha'tzvila v'tzom lomar, Hashem yichud k'omet tzvoret. Ken? The person has to take a haircut and cut his nails before he goes to the mikveh on Erev Chag, on Erev Shavuot. If it's special Hashem Yichud, you could say before taking a haircut for Kavod Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to take a haircut for Yom Tov and Erev Yom Tov.
It's usually about Friday morning this year.
Friday morning this year. There's a few mitzvahs when one takes a haircut. First of all, you do your mitzvah by leaving peyas. Mitzvah d'oraita. Not shaving off your peyah, the right peyah, left peyah. And if you fix your beard, you're not cutting down the places where you're not allowed to with a razor. Okay? And you're paying the barber. You look a lot of mitzvahs.
Yesterday, in Rav Tzvi Cheshen's lesson, talk about piyot.
Piyot, yeah.
Yeah. It brings up the Temanim call them simonim. Simonim.
Right.
Comes from the Rambam.
Right.
And once the Brisker was talking about call them simonim when the Temanim came, he heard they're calling simonim because of Rambam. He said, "Ashray, you know how happy I am that my thoughts were in parallel to the Rambam's." But he said, by part of this, he said, I'm not going to go into all the sodot of the peyot, but one of the things is, that's lechabil shemayim va'aretz, to connect
heaven
and earth. The head is heaven, the body is earth, and the peyot are a connection.
Uh-huh.
The head and the body, you know, they sort of sew them together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know, they start at the head and they can reach down to the shoulders.
Breast, we don't even touch them at all. Breast, even go other.
So he said that. So it does the connection of heaven and earth by having the peyot.
It says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, "Chayav Adam Metayer Et Atzmo BaRegel." A person must purify himself for the regel, for the chag, for the festival. How do you do that? He goes to the mikveh, especially on Erev Shavuot. Erev Yom Kippur is something that's d'oraita, and Erev Shavuot is a big Indian to go to the mikveh. An Erev Shavuot, and is a bigger Indian, even more than Erev Shavuot, is on Shavuot on the day, in the morning, before Lot HaShach. Right before Lot HaShach. So Lot HaShach is, I don't know, by Shavuot is probably around 4:20 or 4:30. Okay? So by 4 o'clock to go to the mikveh, 4:15.
Shavuot.
Okay, no, Shavuot is there. Chodei tell.
Let's go 1 month up.
Usually it's more or less the same over here.
Sivan. Halul Shachar, 4:14.
4:14? So by 4 o'clock to go to the mikveh on Shavuot's day. But besides that, you have a mikveh in your neighborhood, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The Indian to go. Especially on Erev Shavuot also. Able to go? Go. Okay. Now.
But don't bring your scuba equipment. Don't bring your scuba equipment.
Don't bring my scooping equipment.
Yeah, it's not the best thing. Yeah. So now we're talking Kabbalah. Yeah, he writes here Rav Eliyahu. We travel 8 tvilot, 8 dips before the chag. You can do as many as you want. But Rav Eliyahu writes this. According to the Ari, according to, I don't know exactly where he brings it from, the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, fine. Okay, to do 8 vilot, and then a 9th one, la'avir da tumah. Ah no, 8 vilot. And he writes what they think at each time you did. So I'm going to say whatever is to be there, I never lose. The first one is to remove all contaminations from one. The second one, to fix all the anger that a person ever had in the whole year. And the third one,
you need symbol for that.
to have a mind to fix any blemish that a person did in the shame, in the name Ayin Bet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 72 words combination.
It's a letter combination.
It's more than 72 letters. It's 72 times 3.
Ayin Bet. What Ayin Bet?
Shem Ayin Bet.
Oh, Shem Ayin
Bet. Shem Ayin Bet. It's Ayin Bet times 3 letters. Each one is made out of 3 letters.
So it's Ayin Bet Shemot and Shem Ayin Bet.
Shem Ayin Bet. I don't see which time it's yot. I read that it's Shalosh. Each one is made out of 3.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to remember.
So, anyways, number 4, to fix a person's blemish in Shem Sag. Number five, where person blemish in easy, goes down for sure. Shem Ma.
That's what he said. Shem Ayin Bet and Shem Sar. That's the Ayin Bet is Yutkevafe Emilui Yodim.
Okay.
Shem Sag, you give up a. It's a Dimiloim, it's not the.
Alright.
I'm Bet Shemot.
So there, and the Sag, and Ma, and Ben, Kiso, and the seventh dip will be to remove the weekly garments, and the eighth is to accept upon himself, Dusha Vilgit. Listen, if you don't, you won't remember this. I mean, he writes here, if you can't remember all this, dip eight times and say, I have a mind, whatever the Kapachayim also had a mind. So.
You do the Shem Hitoshur.
Okay. Now, if someone, right, say, Areni Mekasha, Terabeinu, Yama.
All Kosing Amitim Shur, Terabeinu.
Okay.
Kosing Amitim Shur, Neafar.
Chat Terabeinu Kadosh, for the Kapachayim, that he has all the Indianim over there. Now, someone who's old or he's sick and he's not able to go to the Mikvah. כן, ישפוך על גופו תשעה קבים מים שני גיל 13.5 זה מים להפסקה. He should pour on himself 9 קבים of water, which is 13.5 liters of water. Continuously pour 1, 2, 3, אחד אחרי השני. כן. Some say even if you stand in the shower and you stand under the running water of the shower for an amount of 13.5 liters, but it depends on how strong the water is coming down. I don't know exactly how much time it is. It's easy to calculate. Take a washing cup, which holds a liter, usually, more or less.
Those hold a liter?
Yeah. Okay. A regular washing cup holds a liter. And see how much time does it take to fill it up. And time is that, 13.5. Take a few minutes. Yeah, that's also not like going to the mikvah, but it's also good for il.
It's also very high substitution for people who can.
For washing their hands.
Before eating a tilot.
I saw someone do that one morning. Hmm? Not that he couldn't go to the mikvah, but he didn't have time for davening, so he did that, didn't have to do it in the mikvah. Okay, just not to be mistaken, this mikvah thing is for men, not for women. Women is a different story, right? A woman has to go to the mikvah, she has to go to the mikvah, and dafka to the mikvah. Okay.
Or a natural spring well,
okay.
Ocean.
Someone cannot pour the 13.5 water, at least washes down 40 times. How does he do it? First water on the right. Shem Mem Bet. Okay, wait.
Yeah. Mem Bet.
Yud Vav Dalet. Hey, Yud. Vav Yud. Amilu Yud.
Amilu Yud. Yud. Vav Vav. Dalet. Hey. Yud. Vav Vav. Yud. Vav Vav. Hey.
Yud.
What? Okay. And then after that, after you do it in alternations, then you do it consistent on the right. Yud Vav Dalet. Hey. Yud Vav Dalet. Yud. Vav Yud. And then the left. Yud Vav Dalet. Yud.
So you write it. Interesting. Okay. We don't give blood or take out blood on Erev Shavuot. Why? It's a dangerous day. Why? Because Hashem took the mountain and put it over our head and said, are you accepting the Torah? This will be a burial place. So it's a dangerous time. So therefore we don't do that. I mean, if you're doing surgery, planned surgery, you don't plan it for Erev Shavuot. Plan it for a different day afterwards.
A brit on Shavuot is scary.
A brit?
Yeah.
Why? Because the mother's tired?
No. Because the same way what you just said.
But you can't push off a brit.
You can't push it off. But I know, I heard of an incident where there was a brit on Shavuot and it almost was a disaster.
What happened?
Like you said right now, Shavuot is a very dangerous day for blood letting or any surgery or whatever. And there was a brit milah that I heard that was on Shavuot. And the kid almost didn't make it. he had trouble stopping the bleeding.
Oh.
And he wasn't anemic. He wasn't, what's it called? Bleeder's disease, forgot the name now.
Who? He didn't have vitamin K.
No.
Hemophilia.
Hemophilia.
It wasn't hemophilia, but they still had trouble stopping the bleeding.
Wow. So, now.
People were sweating.
Shavuot Shechar Yom Rishon. Oh, that's like this year. Shavuot, which falls on Sunday. So we said already, we do not put, we have to put the plants out on Yom. We don't put the plants out, the greens up, we have to do it on Erev Shabbat. Not on Shabbat. And also, יש להדליק מערב יום שבת נרד שמה גדול על מנה שיוכלה ממנו אש סור לקחת את יום טוב כנראה שם טוב יום טוב מצא שבת אז תהיה לה מנה ערב שבת big candle 48 to 36 to 48 hour candle to light from ערב שבת why? Because the wife has to light candles on Shavuot how is she going to light how are you going to do that how are you going to light candle
the pre-existing plan
exactly So that's why this year you have to forget not to use a regular Yahrzeit candle, a big Yahrzeit candle.
No, what about a Havdalah?
We'll see in a second. And also, יש להכין בערב שבת שני זוגות תמותים, אחד דרך שעוד אחד דרך שעוד דוב, לא יודע מה נגיד בערב יש עוד רגיל, right, and you prepare for your wife, The candles for Shabbat and the candles for Yom for Chag. Already on Erev Shabbat, you prepare them both. Okay, you should prepare them both. And she lights candles after Tzeit HaKochavim of Shabbat. Mod Chashuv. Wait for Rabbeinu Tam, even better. Okay.
And you can't prepare any food.
We'll see that in a
for
second.
The Chag.
Okay, okay.
On Shabbos.
Just a second. And even after it's Rabbeinu Tam, even she, a woman has to do Avdala. How did Avdala with the meal? Baruch HaMavdim and Kodesh Lechol. She must, you're in shul. So you have to teach her this before, that at the time of the Luach, at least minimum, you have to say Baruch HaMavdim and Kodesh Lechol, or Kodesh Lechodesh, I'm sorry. Right? Baruch HaMavdim and Kodesh Lechodesh. Bless you. Distinguish between the holy days and the other holy days. Kodesh leKodesh, these two holy day holidays, Shabbat and the Chag. And then, only then, she could light the candles.
Now, what time is it this year with Rabbeinu Tam?
With Rabbeinu Tam? Shkia is very late. It's very, very late this year.
Last Shabbat, Rabbeinu Tam was 8:40.
So, take about 15 or 20 minutes later.
So like 9 o'clock, yeah, something like that. Be on the safe side.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I sent you a link for the calendar. Do you see it? Oh no, I didn't need to. Yeah, I sent you the link.
Can see it.
Okay, so.
Achshav, the minhag is to light the candles before kiddush. Yeah, and say shechiyanu. If for whatever reason she's not light before Kiddush, when you first made Kiddush, let's say you couldn't get a fire together. You forgot that the light fire went out, you have to go to the neighbor's not home yet, didn't get a fire, and the husband came, they made Kiddush already. And afterwards he's going to light, she heard Shechiyanu from the husband in Kiddush, or from herself from Kiddush, so she cannot say Shechiyanu on the candles anymore, because the Shechiyanu goes on the Chag. He said already once, you don't see more than once Shechiyanu.
Unless you change clothes and wear something new.
Okay. So.
Or a new fruit.
Okay. If Shavuot falls on a Sunday, mevarchim bekiddush she'osim motzei Shabbat, chamesh brachot. If Shavuot falls on a Sunday, we make on the kiddush that we make on Shabbat, we have five brachot that we make. The siman is, we said this already, yak nehaz. Yain, kiddush, ner, avdala, zman. Yain, the first make, we start the kiddush. סברים ארנן ורמנן רבוסי איפה עונדה מי נוסח ברוך אתה השם אלוקים לך הרם בורא פרי אגפן או אגפן
ג'ופן
או ג'ופן whatever one you prefer afterwards you make kiddush of the day he signify the day אשר בחברנו מקלם ורמנו מקלשון ותיתן לנו השם אלוקים באהבה את יום let's go. ביום חג השבועות הזה, זמן מתן תורתנו. קיצור, you say the kiddush of the day. Afterwards, you say, בורא מורא האש. Soon we'll see what you have in your בורא האש. Afterwards, you do Abdala. Special Abdala, but you end with Baruch Atah Hashem, Abdi, in Kodesh to Kodesh. And the last bracha will be Shechiyuni. Or Shechiyanu.
Shechiyanu.
Okay. The Baruch Atah Hashem, we don't light a fire. We look at the candle that the wife lit. So, say bracha, look at the candle. Enjoy the process.
So we don't put them together?
No. Don't touch them. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh, very important. It's asur to say on Shabbat this year, which is El Shavuot. Oh, I'm going to rest today, so I have koach to learn at night. It's called preparing from Shabbat to Yom Tov. It's asur. But you can think that. You can have that in mind. Mm-hmm. And say, oh, I want to rest to come at Shabbos Kodesh and have in mind so I can be up for Shavuot and Baya. Actually, every Shabbos I do this. So I need to rest for Shabbos. The reason really why I want really to rest, not besides Shabbos, is because I have Chatzot at night. I want to get up. Shabbos ends late. Now it's summer. You're allowed to think it. You just can't say it's disgracing Shabbos. That's so. Okay? Don't forget that. Mm-hmm. It's good. Rest on Shabbos so you'll be able to be up for Shavuot.
Don't say.
Think you have a guest that came to you, right? And you're telling, yeah, you know, I really got it. I'm running. I really want to run away now. You're laughing. A guest came to you and you started to say, I'm cooking now. Oh, what are you cooking for? I have a special guest coming later. Yeah, we guess they'll be here right now. You don't have to, they have to respect them. So, yeah, asur to take out frozen food from the makpi on Shabbat for it to defrost for Yom Tov. Now, on Shabbos, everyone should try to do mincha early mincha this year on Erev Shavuot, which is Shabbat. And eat Seder Shlishit immediately after the Mincha. Let's say Mincha will be at 1:20. Yofi, he comes on half an hour later. Wash your hand and eat something. The point is, it should be more than 2.5 hours before Shkia. Shkia actually is when we said already. Shkia will be around 7:30, even later. 7:40 even Shkia will be by Shavuos time. So 2.5 hours before that, you should be ready in the meal. So don't have to wait even so late. It's 3:00 in the afternoon, have a meal. All you have to eat is a piece of bread. You don't have to do more than that. So that's
the
sheet.
The meal is right because you're doing this Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat.
Erev Shavuot, which is Shabbos.
Which is Motzei Shabbos. You're on this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Shavuot will be Motzei Shabbat.
Right.
Since you have to have an empty stomach for the Shavuot meal, therefore you have to eat the shit early. How early? Before Mincha Ktana. When is Mincha Ktana? 2.5 hours before Shkia. So more than 2.5 hours before Shkia, that's when you have to eat the third meal of Shabbos.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's on Shabbos you have to daven in early
Mincha.
Okay. Okay. Turn on about that.
You can't even prepare the table on Shabbos for the Chag. You can't cut salad. You can't do anything. You can't move your fingers. I'm doing this to prepare for Shabbos. Right? So you do only for Shabbos. And after Shabbos is over, then you can start doing for Yom Tov. So this year we're gonna have even a little bit less time to learn at night because we're going to have to come home and help the wife a little bit and organize and everything.
So your cholin for Shabbos should be far off.
Why?
You have 6 hours between meat and milk.
So what? You can eat cholin since 8:00 in the morning after Nate. Nate is so early on El Shavuot. It's the earliest time of the year. It will be at 5:33, I think, on Erev Shavuot. 5:31, very early.
Well, if your wife wants to have chomer at noon,
so then still you can eat play shake, because we're not going to eat the meal until 9 o'clock, 9:15. Huh? If you want to eat Rabbeinu Tam, no, if you're not eating Rabbeinu Tam, even Pesach with Rabbeinu Tam, so at 8:20 you can light candles on. Only at 8:20 is Tzitzak Kochavim.
Right.
Only then she can light. Right. You want to heat up the food a little bit, no?
Right.
Think about for sure, you don't have marv at 8:20.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Because if you're eating
your
meat until 2, eat your child until 2. By 9 o'clock
at night, you'll be. You'll be well. Sure. Sure. 3
till 3. 3 till 9. 3 till 9. 3 till 9. 3
o'clock in the afternoon, you can eat meat for sure. 2:30,
you say
2:30. Top. And it's that
and Motzei Yom Tov, so we had Shavuos and everything very good. And Motzei Yom Tov, we make Abdallah with two brachas. Like every Motzei Yom Tov, Pore Pri HaGefen and Amaviv Kodesh Lechol. So, two brachas we do. We don't do Besamim, which is relevant only to Motzei Shabbat, and fire, of course, also only relevant to Motzei Shabbat. So we don't do it on Motzei Yom Tov. Okay. Birkat HaLevana, blessing the Levana, blessing the moon after Rosh Chodesh of Sivan. So those which hold like the Mishnah Berurah and also the Breslev Elzalit in Yerushalayim, they hold this. So 3 days after you can really do Birkat HaLevana, blessing of the moon. So you can do it in Motzei Shavuot. Very good. Those who do like the Ari HaKadosh and the Rashash, also a lot of Ashkenazi do it, Hasidim Beikar, they can't do it yet, okay? Unless, depends when the Molad was. If the Molad early was early that year, and it was already 24 hours past since then they do it already, and if not, they have to wait another day. So, that's Halachot for today, Baruch Hashem, and Bezat Hashem. אחרי ל"ג בעומר, next week, tomorrow there's no שיעור, and next שיעור יהיה על יום ראשון, בבקשה.